National headlines, Georgia State news and sports, and the local stories you care about. News Talk 1330 WLBB, Carrollton. They're playing
basketball. Good morning, everybody. This is Lori Wilson with you on Community Voice. Happy Tuesday. Looks like we're going to even maybe get some warmth today, I'm hoping. But until then, at the broadcast bungalow, we have Phyllis Head, our old,
hey,
our long-term friend.
Watch it.
I'm in trouble with Phyllis Head again. Community Outreach Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy Live Well.
Yes.
And Pastor Stephen Allen. That's Stephen with a PH, please.
That is correct.
Thank you. Of Tabernacle Baptist Church. We're going to talk about Hoops for Health Basketball Challenge. Woo! Hence our music this morning. Because our producer, he's on it, man.
He's on it.
Oh, way to go.
All right. So what's there to know, guys? What's going on? Who, what, when, where, how?
Hey, Tabernacle Baptist Church and Get Healthy, Live Well are hosting, along with the Faith-Based Coalition at Tanner Health System. Let's see. What do I call it appropriately?
She's reading the cheat sheet that Amanda gave her. Amanda's here too, by the way.
Oh, the Live Well Coalition. Get Healthy Live Well Coalition.
You have to look that up.
Well, I'm not sure.
That's kind of what you do, isn't it, Phyllis?
Golly, Moses. It's tax day. Pay your taxes, people.
You're doing great.
Can I borrow some money?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk about that afterwards. Okay. Basketball challenge. We did it last year. It was an absolute success. It was fun. It was a great time.
Who was the pastor who was here last year, and he called himself God's point guard?
Bradley Bell, that's right.
And he will be there.
Will he?
He will be there for the Hoops for Health. He has a new church. It is the Whosoever Will Christ-Centered Bible Church. And they're going to be sending a few players. They're not big enough quite yet to have a whole team. But you don't have to have a whole team. If you've got some players from the church that want to come in and join a combined team, we can do that.
So you're saying that this is an event open to the public?
It is open to the public. Of course, the churches are kind of part of the coalition. They're making it happen. But really, this is much bigger than basketball. It's about community building. It's about bringing people together. There's plenty of fellowship. Probably the most fun I had definitely wasn't in the game because we didn't do very well. But it was being in the stands.
After all that smack talk last year.
Listen, Bradley was bringing the smack talk. I was realistic about our efforts. But the fellowship in the stands and the cheering, I mean, we just had a ball. And, of course, the pastor's exhibition is kind of like watching a bunch of clowns out there. So that's a lot of fun.
First of all, tell us about the pastor's exhibition.
Yep.
What does that mean?
So the pastor's exhibition game is, I won't say it's the highlight of it. But
yeah, it pretty much is. It's what brings the congregations in to watch and giggle.
That's right. So the pastors from the different churches will come in, and we have a little basketball game. We usually have to take about two or three breaks during that game. There's no breaks during the other games.
It's a 10-minute game.
Yeah.
It wears those poor pastors out. They're fun to watch, though.
That's pretty fun. And there is something else you guys haven't even mentioned yet.
Yes.
I don't think we can mention it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Free food and drinks.
Hey.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have plenty of good food.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of food?
Tabernacle's grill team is coming out and doing some hot dogs and hamburgers, which everybody's, that's the fun kind of food to
eat. They're grilled.
But then the Cooking Matters team from Get Healthy, Live Well will be making some really healthy sides to go with that.
And I need to mention that the grilling team from Tabernacle Baptist Church is the defending Hallelujah Cup champs right now.
They are.
And so we'll be bringing the cup back to go home to the winner of this. But award-winning grill team.
That's right. The award, and they're going to be offering up some of their award-winning chicken skewers that they did at the tailgate party. Yeah. So,
what are these healthy sides that these guys are going to be making?
You never know. We're doing Cooking Matters all over the community right now. Cooking Matters classes.
Okay, and what does
that
mean?
We have Cooking Matters is a program where we go out into the community and we teach. Right now, specifically, we're trying to teach families with young children how to get their kids started in a healthy way. So we're teaching the parents of children from 0 to 5 how to make healthy, low-cost meals for their families. And then we send them home with a bag of food to prepare for their family. And so some of those items are delicious. They're absolutely delicious. So and so we'll like, be doing some sides.
You're like Blue Apron on wheels.
Kind of. Ooh, that's, kind of like we
that?
Are.
That, that should be a tagline. That's pretty nice.
Okay. Yeah. All rights reserved.
Like it, but let's use that.
Yeah. Lori Wilson, all rights reserved, 2018.
but so to kind of let people know what kind of food they do, we'll have some sides from the Cooking Matters recipes.
You have ruined me forever, Phyllis Head. You want to know why?
Why?
Because whenever my beloved and I sit down with our delicious paleo meal, I look at my plate and I always say, we're eating a rainbow. Don't I, beloved? I know he's listening. He's laughing right now. And I got that from you.
Yes, eat a rainbow. That's what we want everybody to
do. What does that mean?
All those healthy colors of fruits and vegetables. If you can get in 5 fruits and vegetables a day, it will really make you a much happier person all around. It'll make you healthy. That's all you want to do.
Okay. So anyway, Pastor, back she's going, hello, basketball. So how did you guys make this connection that, hey, we should have a basketball tournament with all of the area preachers and pastors, et cetera?
Yeah, and the congregations, of course, that's who really makes up these teams. But being part of the Get Healthy, Live Well Coalition, I've been here about 18 months, 19 months now when I first moved to Carrollton. And this was the first place I really started getting connected in a fellowship with other pastors. And this is just such a unique group in diversity and denominational affiliation. I mean, I think it really embodies well what we're trying to do as a body of Christ, which is to be one together. So we started this last year, so 2017, the beginning of the year. We had Southern Hills hosted a resolution run, and then after that, we had the basketball tournament. And we try to do these kind of quarterly events where, again, these are about community building. It's about something bigger than ourselves. And, of course, physical fitness is an important aspect. God's created us and desires the best for us. And we want to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So that's the physical part. So basketball tournament's a good way
and
to do it.
Smack talk. I think I saw that in the Bible too, didn't
I? Yes, it's in there. Yeah.
I think David had some words for Goliath.
Yeah. That's right.
It happens.
I just made myself laugh.
Oh, good job.
I was laughing too.
I remember when you were here last year, you were brand spanking new to the area. How's your the intervening year treated you?
It's been great. You know, Carrollton and West Georgia, this whole area is a special place. It really is. And
okay, that sounds like Mr. Rogers.
Is that
yeah. So tell me about
it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
They're making a movie about him.
I know. I can't wait to see
it. I can't wait. Actually, like my Fred beloved Rogers. And I, we were waiting. We were watching waiting for Chappaquiddick to start. And then we saw the trailer for Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. And we both sort of looked at each other and we had tears in our eyes.
Oh, it's a fascinating life story.
I teared up when I saw the trailer.
Did you really?
Too. I mean, it's so nostalgic, but he's also just such a great guy. So.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so I won't play Mr. Rogers here.
No, okay, so a special place.
It is a special place, just in the sense of the strength of the community, the commitment to excellence. And I think that's what stood out to me with all these things. And Phyllis and her team do a great job with it, but also the other leaders that are on this group. Shannon Lovelady's one of the chairs. Who's the other? Is it Vincent Dorsch? Or is it... of the
Richard Dobbs.
Vincent used to be
what are we talking about
the chairs of the coalition
of the Get Healthy Live Well Coalition. Mm-hmm. Just great leadership from those guys. Mm-hmm. and from the community at large. So it's been fun just to be a part of, and it's been an exciting time.
Okay so it does sound like fun. I mean, I already mentioned the free food and drinks, but I don't know if we can.
It's a blast. And we also have activities for children of all ages, so that if you want to come and watch the game and kind of send your children off to play, we're going to have the nursing students at University of West Georgia come and help us. So we'll have tons of those out there playing with the kids. They may take them outside, depending on the weather, play with them there. We'll also have a children's health exhibit, which has lots of fun little games and exhibits that they can play that kind of bring to mind health
for them. An example
of the children's health exhibit. We have a Rethink Your Drink exhibit, and they get to decide. They line up all the drinks according to how much sugar they have. You know, all these great health drinks, or a Coke, or that Southern staple sweet tea. They try to decide which has the most sugar, which has the least, and what's best for you to drink.
Is there a shocking revelation? Did they just...
Yeah, pretty much everything but water's, you know, loaded with sugar. unless it's sugar-free drinks. But, you know, they find out some fun things. There are also activities they do. They have the it's not gambling, so we can do it at church, but they have the fitness dice where you throw those dice out and they land on a number and an activity. So you might roll 12 and push-ups. And so you have to do 12 push-ups. But
I believe that would kill me.
Don't sell yourself short. You got that.
I see those arms. Eating a lot of protein with that paleo. And you're strong.
And you can tell if by the way, I should have said at the top of the show that we are on Facebook Live right now.
So it's, I forgot.
I did too. I'm too busy.
Hey.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's News Talk 1330 WLBB. That's the name.
That's the one.
So we're going to take a 60-second timeout. And when we get back, more from Pastor Stephen and Saint Phyllis.
No, Pastor Stephen is my pastor. He knows better.
Okay. Well, we'll find out about that too. We'll be right back. Stick around.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
I'm sorry, we're laughing. I just said something really stupid off the air. You won't be surprised. I'm not going to tell you what it was. But anyway, this is Lori Wilson, everybody, and welcome to Community Voice. We're still here. This happens every time Phyllis Head is in the broadcast bungalow.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We go off topic a lot. And we also have Pastor Stephen Allen of Tabernacle Baptist Church. Good morning again. Thank you for staying. He tried to escape during...
They locked the doors on us.
That's right. So we're stuck. But his hands are bleeding a little bit from banging on the door. Let me out of here. Okay, so we're talking about the Hoops for Health Basketball Challenge. Phyllis, what have we not yet covered?
Well, it's this year it's called the Ronnie R. Young Memorial Hoops for Health Basketball Challenge. Ronnie Young was a huge part of our community, and last year he really helped to facilitate pulling this whole event together. He used to be the head of the rec department in Carrollton for years and years, Carroll County, and was a member at Tabernacle Baptist Church, but pulled together the Hoops for Health, and we lost him this year.
Ronnie had such a great impact on our church in a short time. In fact, last January we hired him as the recreation director, and so that's why he was involved in this tournament. And then in early June last year, we were actually getting ready for Vacation Bible School. We were setting up chairs. Everything was great that morning. Went home and died of a massive heart attack.
Instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. Just fell
over.
Oh, yes. And
it was a hard time,
but Ronnie's his legacy is what's so great. And of course, mm-hmm. Becky, his wife, is still a great member of Tabernacle. And one conversation I had with Ronnie that was really powerful, to kind of, I think, embodies a lot of what we're trying to do here, was, like I said, recreation director for 35 years in Carrollton, and then he was up in other areas before coming back. And when he came back and he was doing it at our church, the recreation director, I was having a conversation with him a few weeks into starting, and he was excited and bringing different activities together. And I said, Ronnie, how are you enjoying working here? And he said something very profound that I'll never forget. He said, Stephen, I've been doing this, you know, organizing recreation sports my whole life, and I realized that what I've been doing has been ministry all along.
Okay.
And it was just a really neat moment of, I think, revelation for him, and also, again, just legacy building. So we're proud to be able to honor Ronnie and his legacy here in West Georgia. I'm grateful that the Coalition thought this was a good idea to name it after him.
Will it always be named after him now?
Yes, as far as, you know... Yes.
I haven't had that conversation, but
I didn't know that was a hard
I just assumed, yes.
Okay, well, good. That sounds, I'm very, very sorry you guys lost him.
Oh, it was a great loss for our church. He was doing some great work, so.
Well, okay, so on that note, I want to kind of shift it a little bit, if you don't mind. Let's remind people who are just joining us, Hoops for Health Basketball Challenge coming up. On the 28th?
April 28th.
Okay.
So Saturday.
And it says here on...
cut that out.
On my talking points.
Yes.
That you guys are going to... several churches going to compete for bragging rights and the Hallelujah Cup.
It's sitting in my office right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
I know. Really? You should have brought it. I didn't know we were going to be on Facebook Live, but
the
radio.
Does it look like this?
It's like that, just a
no,
little
it's
bigger.
It's giant. It's really big.
Yeah.
How did you win the hell? What does it take?
Well, so for these different competitions that we have, the winner of the competition gets the Hallelujah Cup. So Shannon Lovelady in Southern Hills, they won the Bible Bowl, so good for them. But we won. Tabernacle Baptist Church was proud to take home the trophy for the tailgate we mentioned earlier and our cooking team. So this will be going home with somebody, probably not Tabernacle.
Last year, the defending champs, a place of refuge, had a great basketball team. They slaughtered us. So they took home last year the cup.
Well, okay. So good luck with that. So you're fully prepared to lose the Hallelujah Cup. Is that what I'm hearing?
You've never seen him play basketball.
I'm in it for the exercise.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier that you've been here for 17 months.
That's right.
And we met last year around this time. And I'm interested in hearing about, is this your first position after seminary?
No, I served for 5 years in Texas. Well, I was in seminary and then a little afterwards, and then I served in Northern Virginia for 3 years before coming here.
Oh, okay.
But all as a pastor in those different places. So,
tell us about seminary.
Seminary. I went to George W. Truett Theological Seminary. That's at Baylor University.
Okay.
Theological Seminary. He was a longtime pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Very famous churchman. Anyway, so the seminary at Baylor University is named after him. And so all three of my degrees are from Baylor. So I guess you can peg me in a hole as a Baptist. So seminary was a very formative time. The name seminary literally refers to a seedbed. Mm-hmm. It's about planting seeds and a place to grow and to blossom. And of course, there's many great seminaries throughout the United States, all affiliated with different denominations. Seminary was a challenging time. It's meant to kind of deconstruct. It's not Sunday school advanced. It's meant to deconstruct your faith and then reconstruct it in a healthy way.
So what are some of the courses that you took?
At Truett Seminary, again, where I went, Texts and Traditions, there's three courses of that. So they
Texan Traditions?
That would be awesome.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
Oh, texts.
Texts, like ancient texts
and traditions. Okay.
Yep. Some seminaries you'll do systematic theology where you choose a certain area or you'll go over several different topics. And I did do a theology overview, but what I really liked about Truett is we did a historical theological perspective. So you cover from a certain period to a certain period, and then each one's broken down that way. And of course, you take different surveys of the scriptures, scripts 1, 2, 3, 4, covering different sections of the Bible, languages, Greek and Hebrew, so that you can translate from the original texts, not Texans.
You can translate Texans.
Yeah. And then practical theology, life and work in the pastor and things like that.
Just sort of a day in the life, preparing you for.
Yeah. So it's about my degree is a Master's of Divinity. It's about a 3 to 4 year program. 93 hours.
They call those MDivs, right?
MDivs. That's what the cool kids call them. Yeah, that's right.
So you said something about breaking down your faith or something. Talk about that.
I think it's important, you know, especially coming from the Baptist tradition in which, you know, we hold up to the importance of soul competency. That is your decision and it's your beliefs. You know, this is certainly a heritage that we have. We all heard from somebody, heard some from somebody, mm-hmm. but to make your faith your own. And seminary is intended to poke and prod, to do serious academic, rigorous work studying the Bible and understanding where it came from, what its origins are, and how we interact with it through the Holy Spirit. And so it is a rigorous process, and it's a challenging process, and it's meant to do that, to sharpen your faith. Iron sharpens iron. So a lot of people, some people, not a lot, but some people go to seminary just expecting, you know, Sunday school advanced. Mm-hmm. And there are probably some seminaries that are like that, but it's not advisable in my opinion, because or they'll do it because they're seeking and trying to find. It's probably not the best place to do it, because we're taking a different angle to prepare ourselves for the rigors of what ministry life's going to look like afterwards.
Can you speak some Hebrew for us?
Ruach, that's spirit. I can't actually speak anything too far. And when you study Hebrew, it's Koine Greek and then kind of ancient Hebrew that we're studying. So it doesn't translate as well to modern translations. In fact, if you go try to read signs in Jerusalem, then it's all gibberish looking to you. Yeah. it does translatable to the modern day.
And then, of course, they teach you how to play basketball in a holy way.
That's an important aspect of it. Yeah, that's right. You know, Baylor's had some good women's basketball teams, and so we go study the ins and outs of Kim Mulkey and what she does there. Yeah,
that's really interesting. I'd like to do a whole show just on talking to you about seminary.
We could talk about it. I think that would be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's usually...
Well, look at the calendar after this.
Okay.
Book him now.
Book him, Dano.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So, Phyllis, let's see. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. We sort of took the
focus off of it. Hey, that's okay. I was fascinated.
I think so, too. You're also offering a six-week class series that's empowering families to transform their eating habits for life.
That's right.
How do you do that, man?
You know, a lot of you don't know what you don't know. We get these parents in and we talk to them. There's so much fast food out there. Kids are so busy these days that parents are just grabbing what they can and running with it. We show them how easy it is and how quickly they can make a home-cooked meal that's full of fruits and vegetables and low cost.
I want to talk more about that, but we have to take another break.
Oh, bye.
Time goes so fast when you're talking basketball. Okay, so we're going to hear from Tanner Get Healthy, Live Well. Well, actually, Tanner Health System, and we'll be back in 60 seconds, so meet us there.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
We're back, everybody. We're having the time of our lives in the broadcast bunker.
Never dull
bungalow.
Moment.
No, never dull moment, especially when you have Phyllis Head and Pastor Stephen Allen talking about hoops for health. But before we went to the last break, you were talking, Phyllis, about how you bring nutritional
knowledge
to the community.
Right.
She's always got my back. She's my wingman.
Nah. Hey, we're doing I'm teaching a Cooking Matters class actually at Carrollton Elementary School, because there's where you find parents of young children. So right now I'm teaching on Wednesdays. I go in the afternoon and we actually cook a meal, and we sit down and eat it, and then I send them home with grocery bags so that they can prepare the meal we learned how to cook that very day for their families.
How many kids are in each?
It's actually for the parents. It's not for the kids. We're not teaching the kids to cook. That we have Cooking Matters classes for kids and young adults, and we've taught them at Tabernacle. I think last year they did several classes. And we're actually doing one at Tabernacle that starts this Thursday. That's right. So if you want to sign up to learn how to prepare those healthy meals, go to gethealthylivewell.org or call 770-214-CARE. And you can sign up for a Cooking Matters class. They're starting at Tabernacle on Thursday.
What are some of the meals that you prepare?
Oh, we do a healthy chili that's got, you know, hidden carrots and veggies in them. We do black bean quesadillas. We do... Or tortillas, I forget what we did. Let's see. I made a spicy southwestern pumpkin soup with my group last week.
Shut up.
I think I'm doing the chili this week.
Will you send me that recipe, the spicy pumpkin?
Oh, it's yummy. And it's full of iron, and it's easy. It literally takes 5 minutes to put together.
She hasn't said yes, however.
Yes, I will fix it. I will give you the recipe. I will make you a pot. You heard it here. It takes 5 minutes to put together. And there were kids at the last group meeting when we did the spicy pumpkin soup. They gobbled it down
with a whole wheat roll,
by the way, a whole grain roll, which parents think, oh, my kids won't eat those. If you put it in front of them and, you know.
And make it cool.
If from the get-go you give them what's healthy, they eat it. That's what they're taught to eat.
Wow, they follow our example. That is so cool. So that class is for parents and guardians of children ages 0 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's happening and everything. Okay, let's. What haven't we covered that we need to cover before, in our very short time that remains, Pastor Steve?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd piggyback off of one thing she said here, which is these the Cooking Matters classes and just how influential those are. And, you know, there's so many great opportunities in West Georgia to fight childhood hunger, because that is a major issue that we, not just our community, but across the country, we deal with that issue across the world. And, you know, we have great places where people can get food. Like I said, Elston at Home, places like Interdenominational Ministry, Open Hands, which is right downtown, is a great place to get food. Of course, partners with the Atlanta Food Bank, the Little Free Pantry, that's a great program around. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to have these food available. It's another thing to learn how to cook them and to do it in a healthy fashion, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful for what Phyllis and these guys are doing and the way they're challenging all this. In fact, I didn't tell you this, but I have lost 25 pounds since I've been here.
Woohoo!
And I really attribute a lot of that to the water challenge. I think really started me on a good thing.
What was that? Oh, just to only drink water?
It was to just drink water and to drink a certain amount. And so I guess I'm a small success story.
Yay! That's a great
25 pounds.
That's a great success story.
Well, so there you go.
Ooh, I'm going to have to take your picture.
Okay,
in a bathing suit. Okay.
It's getting a little weird here. No.
Or maybe in a basketball outfit. How about that?
No, I don't think
so. Saturday.
If you want to see the I was going to say leaner, meaner, but maybe you are mean on the basketball court. I don't know. Pastor Steve and Alan, just hop onto Facebook Live. You got three more minutes to see him. Okay, so that's really good. So you guys are, tell us some of the churches that are going to be participating.
Well, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church has a group. Right now, these are the churches that have let me know they will be participating. Tabernacle Baptist, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, Whosoever Will Christ-Centered Bible Church, Covenant Word, A Place of Refuge, our defending champs, First Baptist of Carrollton, First United Methodist of Carrollton, I think will be participating this year. King's Chapel is another newcomer who's going to be participating.
Has Southern Hills signed up yet?
They haven't gotten back to me.
Oh,
so
I'll talk to Shannon
later today. I'm pretty sure that they've got a team in the works.
That's because they're scared.
Yeah. of who, Stephen? Who?
Not of us, but of somebody else.
But I'm pretty sure they'll be coming back this year. I haven't gotten the official word. So,
I see.
I'm waiting for that from several more churches. Last year, we had about 14 churches that were there unrepresented. So we're hoping to have more than that this year.
What time does it start on the 28th?
Tip-off is 9 a.m.
Tip-off. That would be kind of fun to just stop by and take a gander.
It is. It's a blast.
We invite you to. You should. Just stop on in and just poke your head in. It's great. Unintimidating and wonderful atmosphere.
That's probably all I would do, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a people person, as you can see.
And if you go to that Get Healthy, Live Well Facebook page, what's that Get Healthy, Live Well? What's the Facebook page?
.org.
That's not the Facebook page, is it? I don't know. we're going to be doing Facebook Lives all throughout the day.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So you'll get to see some of these preachers and hear them, you know, talk. Give a little smack talk.
We have 1 minute left. Why don't you give us a 1 minute
Sermon. He does those great.
I was gonna say sermon. Yeah.
Only he never does 1 minute. Trust me.
It'll be, okay. Now it's 30 seconds. Go.
Simply this is that the Lord loves you and he loves all of you and he desires an abundant life for you. And remember, whatever you're going through today, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came so you could have life and have it abundantly. God doesn't desire for you to be suffering. He wants to offer you hope and a way out. And that's what he has through Jesus.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being here, Phyllis. I've never seen you dumbstruck before, but I kind of like it.
Every Sunday.
All right, everyone. I'll see you in 23 and a half hours. Until then, have a wonderful day, please.